How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
But Binkley's going to join the show now because Binkley's going to take an idea from a Las Vegas guy who got arrested because he was streaking because he took a Super Bowl prop bet of $37,000 and cashed in. Binkley, cap or no cap on that story?
You know what? As much as I want to believe it, I don't know if I can. I mean, when I first saw it, I was like, whoa. Then the more I thought about it, I was like, man, no one's going to do that. Who could, anybody could do that to make money. So I don't know. I like to believe that it's real, but deep down I don't.
How about the weather this week? And how about the weather continuing? For we are in spring fling, baby. We are in we're almost in canned crafted cocktail times, you know. We're almost out of the dark ale beers. We're almost into the nice patio, relaxing, garage door open, you know, type of year. How are you this type of year?
You know what? It's kind of funny because at least I can wear shorts and people don't laugh at me.
That's because you wear shorts when it's 32 degrees.
Basically, I did buy some sweats when it got really, really cold that one week, but you got to think about this, man. I mean, I know it's going to get colder next Wednesday, but it's been so nice, and it's going to get back up into like the 60s and all that. So, I mean, listen, winter can happen anytime. I remember a Royals game snowed out in May back in like 2014, so it does happen, but I think the most of our winter. God, I don't want to say it because it jinxes it, but it appears gone.
Yeah, I think it is. The groundhog didn't see his shadow, so that means spring is quicker than in years past when it does. But hey, man, let's talk. You know, football never sleeps, dude. And I love that the Chiefs play until late February every year because it makes the sports season transition so quick. Like, they raise a trophy, they have a parade. Obviously, this was a depressing year for a parade with the stories that went on. But, man, Royals played baseball today on this airwave, and it's going to be here before we know it. The draft is going to be here before we know it. And we got the news today, which we've been waiting for, but the confirmation of it was the cap's going up $30 million, and you and I both know why that is, because of TV contracts, because of the money and the booming business that is the NFL. And I told people tonight on the start of the show, you think $30 million this year is great. What do you see next year? Right, with these teams going to Brazil, going to Mexico, going to Germany, going to Amazon Prime, going to Monday Night Football. Do you see the Chiefs, even though they have more money to spend, do you think this increases or decreases the chances of bringing back, if not one or both, L'Jarius Sneed and Chris Jones?
Yeah, really, you know, going in today, I just thought it'd be one. I thought it'd be L'Jarius Sneed. They'd use that money difference, $19 million to $32 million, to bring in other players. You release Marquez Valdez-Scantling, you save $12 million. And so they would use that money free agency, and they have a lot of contracts coming aboard, but it's more and more likely they bring back Chris Jones when you see this contract, unless, Dusty, other teams start offering more, unless they go out there and offer more because they can now. Because he won't take as much of the cap. They're getting an extra $30 million, so teams would pay more. So the Chiefs, it would be the same, because teams are paying more to match what other teams are doing. But, yeah, I think it increases it. Not a ton, but I think a little bit it increases those chances. But, you know, when you see these the NFL raise the salary cap like this, and you sit there and scratch your head and punch the wall and said, why aren't these officials full-time? That's the problem in the NFL, to have part-time officials, Dusty, that are high school principals, lawyers, directors of boards, and they're doing other jobs besides being officials. No. It's time to hire officials full-time if you're making this kind of cash.
Right. And then you look at what this draft is. I know you and Unicero do the Characters Concerned podcast that drops every Wednesday. You claim to think, and you tend to kind of know what you're talking about with this sort of information, but you tend to think that 7 to 8 wide receivers are going to go in the first round.
Yeah.
Those are all going to go before 32, we would think, right? So you look at where the Chiefs pick, you look at what the Chiefs try to do in this draft. Last year they got Rashee Rice in the second round. I think he was targeted. They traded up for him with Detroit. Turned out to be a pretty good pick. Do you see, let's say they don't use this cap money increase on a guy like, let's say they, hypothetically, let's piss some people off. Why not? Let's say they just let L'Jarius Sneed and Chris Jones go. right? They don't bring either one of them back. And they have all this money from reconstructing or getting rid of Marquez Valdes-Scantling, right? Created $11 million plus the $30 million uptick. Now you're sitting around $70 million. Do you go and get a guy like a Michael Pittman and draft a rookie? Or do you think the Veach strategy is somewhere different and I'm just talking out of my ass?
No, I think so, Dusty. I think you redo that whole wide receiver room with a Pittman or a Mike Evans, plus you draft somebody in the first round. And I think they will. I mean, this, what you don't want to do is in 3 years or 4 years look back at it and say, why didn't you take a receiver? Why? Because this is the wide receiver draft. The record is 7 back in 2004. In 2013, there was 13 receivers taken in the first and second round, which is the record. And, you know, a lot of the mock drafts and everything else, and people have, you know, 5 to 7 wide receivers going in the first round.
Right.
The good news is a lot of guys have 4 and 5 quarterbacks going in the first round. There's probably 6 or 7 offensive linemen going in the first round. So that's 12 just between quarterbacks and offensive linemen. Then when you look at edge rushers and corners, and all of a sudden the Chiefs aren't picking 32 anymore. There's literally only like 17 players, you know, that aren't offensive linemen or quarterbacks or cornerbacks to select. So all of a sudden that 32nd pick looks a lot better when you think about all these other positions there's going to be runs on.
Somebody from the 913 has asked me for a favor, and they said, ask Jay Binkley about South Carolina wide receiver Xander Leggett. Looks like an A.J. Yeah. Brown clone. What say Jay Binkley for the 913?
Yeah, Xavier Leggett. Leggett. He's tough and physical, man. I like him. We'll see what he runs at the combine. I think that he and Keon Coleman, Malik Nabers, Romo Odunze. I think that a lot of the top receivers is going to be changed with what they do on the 40-yard dash. So I think a lot of people are going to be looking at it. I do like Xavier Leggett. I think the guys have been a stud in the SEC. That's a fit for Kansas City. I like Xavier Worthy there, A.D. Mitchell from Texas as well, going to Chiefs. Brian Thomas, LSU, although he looks like he's probably going top 15. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Leggett's a good player at South Carolina, but we'll see what he runs. You know, we'll see what he runs in the 40-yard dash before we make our decision if he's a first-rounder or not.
Is the Royals baseball schedule out yet?
I do believe so, Desmond.
Okay, I need to find that. But they came out today with the 2024 opponents for the Kansas City Chiefs, which ones are home, which ones are away.
Yeah.
I'm sure you looked at it. Binkley, who's your Thursday night opening of the season opponent for the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead, revealing another Super Bowl banner, the third in the Mahomes era?
100%, I do believe it's going to be the Houston Texans. I want the Cincinnati Bengals. That's who I want.
Yeah.
Like, if I could take any team there, it'd be them because, you know, look, so they put them at the end of the year last year and you didn't have Burrow playing in that game. Mm-hmm. It's one of the bigger rivalries right now going on in football, especially the AFC, and the Chiefs are the talk in the NFL, and the Bengals, you know, have been able to beat the Chiefs. Of course, the Chiefs have been able to beat them, but that is the rivalry. They like to run their mouths, and Ja'Marr Chase. The Bengals would be great, giving Andy Reid the whole summer getting ready for the Bengals, because I think that would be an important game. But looking at Houston, that's a team that won a playoff game. I think they're going to look at Houston like they do Detroit. They're thinking C.J. Stroud. Oh, let's build the next AFC rivalry, C.J. Stroud versus Patrick Mahomes. And I totally see it being the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I would love that. I'd love to see that matchup because I think Houston can win that division in years past, and that might be the preamp up to that. Binkley, baseball season, Bobby Witt Jr. signs a big contract. The Royals are sponsored by Quick Trip. Seems like a perfect life for Jay Binkley when you see all that. How's it make you feel to be a Royals fan going into this season? And what are your, I guess, your preseason expectations? As you and I both know that we're nacho boys, we're hot dog lovers, and we like watching the boys in the summer and sitting on patios. But this summer, it kind of feels like this season might be a little different. I'm not saying playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to be competitive until September, but it seems like we're going to at least be able to go into an all-star break for the first time in a long time, ready to watch some competitive baseball.
Yeah, still being in striking distance. I mean, I think that's the only thing we can ask. And with the extra wild card team, I like it. I think this is going to be a fun team, Dusty. It's going to be a hungry team. I love the pitching staff. I love the offseason additions this team has put together. And Bobby Witt Jr., I like him too. You know, he's going to be this bona fide leader. He's a bona fide star in Major League Baseball. This is one of the most fun guys to watch. This is a little bit like, you know, hey, going out and seeing a young Mike Trout play. I just hope it just doesn't become him. like a Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani. You know, these guys are, you know, filling up MVPs, but they don't win anything in the postseason. I don't want that scenario in Kansas City, but I don't think it's going to be there because with Benny and Bobby and, you know, Michael Walker and everything, I just love the makeup of this team. I think they're going to be competitive. I would see kind of like the 2013 Royals, where they were really good. They weren't eliminated there till the end of the season, and they finally made a run in 14. I'm not saying I don't think the Royals are ready for a run in 2014. I don't think it's out of the question to make the postseason, not this coming year, but the following year after that. But it's about taking those steps, and I'm very excited about the Royal season, Dusty. I'm excited to go to Quick Trip and get some roller food and sit there and watch the Royals. And I'll say this, too. Major League Baseball, I said it this morning, Major League Baseball needs to get on the ball. They've been more and more proactive lately. Mm-hmm. And give me a selection of three to five players in Major League Baseball, and I want a text. I'll pay for the service. I want a text every time that player comes to bat, meaning no matter where I'm at, I want a text message says, Bobby Witt's coming to the plate. That way I'm not sitting there watching the whole game or anything. I'm just watching Bobby Witt plate appearances. That's what I want.
Are you concerned about the pants in baseball this year?
You know, the pants are a little weird.
You're going to see a lot.
Went cheap. They went cheap on them, man. Yeah. I don't understand it. It's like, you know, baseball is doing fine financially. And some guys like it, like Nolan Arenado. There's other guys, the Acuna. I think a lot of guys actually like these. But it seems like a majority of the players doesn't. Mm-hmm. And anytime, Dusty, you can see stuff in pants you're not supposed to,
yeah,
it's time to change them.
Yeah, I'm afraid to take a date to a baseball game.
It's a little tough because there's things that are seen that shouldn't be seen.
There's going to be a lot of Johnsonville brats to the naked eye. Binkley.
Twigs and berries.
That's more than twigs. These baseball players, I've been in locker rooms. It's more than a twig, Big Daddy. Thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it. I hope you're having a good night, enjoying this weather, enjoy this week with all the weather that is there as well. And it's, man, it's a week without football as we got to get through this. And we'll be here in a matter of no time. We'll continue to look forward to Character Concerns podcast. Binkley, thanks for joining the show tonight. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right, Dusty, you and James, have a great Friday night.
Thank you, sir.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.